The death penalty is off the table for the worst mass killing in recorded Orange County history. Scott DeCry admitted to killing 8 people at a Seal Beach salon in 2011. Orange County Superior Court Judge Thomas Goethals ruled last week on the punishment phase of the trial, and it is an historic rebuke to the people handling that case, the OC Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office, which both have been embroiled in a scandal involving jailhouse informants. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So explain this so-called snitch scandal, if you will. Why were these jail informants there, and what are they accused of doing?
The very long story short, which we've talked about, of course, for years, jailhouse informants are perfectly legal. However, where it crosses a line into it being unconstitutional is when jailhouse informants are used by their district attorney's office or sheriff's department against an inmate who already has legal representation. So in the DeCry murder case, in his case, he admitted to killing the people right there on the crime scene. But once he was in his jailhouse cell, he was illegally recorded. The person who found this out was his public defender, Scott Sanders. As he started digging more and more into this, he found that this had been a pattern of using these jailhouse informants illegally for going back to the 1980s for decades.
So let's connect it then to the penalty phase of the case. Did it hamper the investigation? It obviously he admitted to doing this. So we're not talking about a major trial that took place here because of the guilty plea, but did it hamper the investigation going in?
So, again, this was a slam dunk case. He had already admitted to it, so it was de facto, or, you know, it was basically going to be assured that a jury was going to convict him. But the problem was, this is back in 2011. We're now in, that's when the murders happened. This is 2017, 6 years later. So this case dragged on for years and years and years because the public defender Sanders started discovering this stuff. And at first, both the district attorney's office undertook Tony Rokakis and the Sheriff's Department under Sandra Hutchins said, oh, this is just a big, huge conspiracy. And finally, Judge Goethals had an evidentiary hearing saying, okay, let's see if there's anything to this. This is back in 2015, and he found enough malfeasance where he kicked off the district attorney's office from the death penalty phase. And that itself was historic.
And he also took testimony from the Orange County Sheriff, Sandra Hutchins.
At first, he kicked off the district attorney's office from the penalty phase, and he gave that case to the California Attorney General's office to determine whether a jury was going to determine whether it's going to be death penalty or life in prison. But then he said, I just don't like what's happened in this case, and so I want to hear what Sandra Hutchins and other people have to say so I can determine whether I'm just going to pull the death penalty, period. And I cannot overemphasize how stunning this is that a judge would go against the sheriff's department, but first of all, against the district attorney's office, and then the sheriff's department. There was even a case a while where he wanted to hold Sandra Hutchins in contempt of court. Even at the end, in his final decision, he said, I cannot understand how the district attorney's office and the sheriff's department say this is one giant conspiracy when both an appellate court and my court has found, quote unquote, systematic abuse, not just in this case, but just with jailhouse informants.
What is the next step in this case, Gustavo? Can the DA's office and the prosecutors there appeal Goethals' decision?
So the appeals would be with the California Attorney General's office because they're the ones who are trying it at this point. They say they're going to mold their things. But again, this has happened for over 6 years. And Judge Goethals himself, this is not some liberal judge where he's going to say, oh, I'm going to set him free. No, he said, I look forward to being able to sentence him to 8 life terms, successive life terms in prisons. But he does not have any faith in the district attorney's office or sheriff's department in their, in their investigations into this to be able to get anything near a death penalty.
So did Goethals' decision, Gustavo, put a seeming legal end to this?
It put an end to the DeCry case, yes, absolutely. But the snitch scandal continues. There has been cases of murderers whose cases had to be thrown out of court because the judge found cheating. And more importantly, the political repercussions are going to be going on for years and years and years. Sheriff Hutchins is not going to run at the end of this year, at the end of her term. She said she's going to be retiring. Tony Rokakis is going to run, but now he has this under his weight. He has a judge that has rebuked him, an appellate court that has rebuked him, and now, of course, he has his main opponent, Todd Spitzer, just ready to go after him.
All right. A story that I'm sure we'll continue to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Gustavo Arellano with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.